building the triumphant foundation for your health. Triumphant foundation for your health. I have in my Bible, when you get to Matthew chapter 7, we're going to deal with verse 24 through 27. But I have in my Bible the thought, a rock or sand foundation. What is your health built on? A rock or a sand foundation? I wrote these words that will help build that foundation. Love and unity. Moral living. See, we don't talk about moral living much anymore, but it's very important. And then this last statement here, and feeding your body by the direction of truth in nutrition. Feeding your body by the direction of truth in nutrition. And I must, let me go ahead and say some other things that I need to say before I read the scripture. I want to give you the word, the definition for the word triumph. Having won a battle or contest victorious. Having won a battle. Now, when we talk about, the Lord said to me, this is an apostolic journey. We're talking about, when we talk about health, we're talking about preventing sickness and disease or reversing sickness and disease. Preventing and reversing. In other words, if your body is completely healthy now, and about 80 to 90% of the body of Christ, the body is not healthy, you're on some type of medicine or some type of aspirin or some type of Tylenol or something to go to sleep. But it's both preventive. If your body is completely healthy right now, the scriptures and the lesson we're going to teach you is going to prevent the enemy from invading your body. And if you have something in your body now, these scriptures and this anointing will reverse it. Yep. All right? Now, where is the body of Christ missing God about their health? These are the questions the Holy Spirit brought to me. For read the scripture. Where is the body of Christ? Where is the body of Christ missing God about their health? And then he gave me these words, mission, message, moral, meal, M-E-A-L, blocking manifestation. Eating forbidden food. Process and poison fast food. I got to preach it.
Yep, yep. Preach it.
And then he said this to me. Satan has tricked the church. We're back in the Garden of Eden with Eve. Wow. Letting Satan convince you he knows more than God. Then the Spirit told me, those things sure look good. That's what happened to Eve, you see. And then he said to me, prior to reading, God apostles don't know what he's talking about. I'm fine. Wow. The devil, he's going to tell you that. God, he don't know what he's talking about. I'm fine. And then I heard these words, because when once Eve and Adam messed up and ate the wrong thing, the next thing they did, and I want to give all respect I can to people who are trying to help us. But once Eve and Adam messed up and ate what God told them not to eat, I wrote these words, well, get ready to cover yourself with leaves. Medicine is leaves. Until you permit God to cover you with revelation. Whether you want to be covered with leave, I'll pray with you and we'll go as far as we can go. But if you want to be covered with revelation, you must listen, children. Just a few more things. Those forbidden food probably taste and look good. But according to God's direction, they were forbidden for their health. Same thing as a parallel running, you see? Now let's look at this foundation in Matthew 7:24. Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine, what did he say? You hear it, right? And doeth them. So I want to underline the word heareth, underline the word doeth. It's a hearing and a doing. Doeth them, I will liken unto him a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Now we're talking about building our health up on a rock. Write that down. I am building my health up on a rock. And now here come the sickness and disease in verse 25. And the rain descended. Call that a sickness. And the floods came. Call that some sicknesses. And the wind blew. Look, notice flood and wind both are plural. And beat up on that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Or beat up on that help. Or beat up on that body. All right? Now, verse 26, and everyone that hears these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. Here come these sickness and disease again. Here come these satanic things that have been put in the system. And the rain, because of what Eve did. Eve ate wrong. What Eve did? Yes, she ate wrong. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat up on that house, and it fell. That sickness, disease, and early death. And great was the fall of it. All right, you got that? All right, stay with me now. I want you to stay with me. Let's look at another scripture. I want to look at another scripture. Just give me a minute. I want to look at another scripture. Colossians chapter 2. And we're talking about building the triumphant foundation for your health. In other words, your body going to triumph no matter what comes. Your body is still going to be in a triumphant position. It may be some temporary delays and the wind may blow and you may lean a little bit. But because you know what you're doing, you're going to come back in place. All right? Are you following me? Now, let's go to Colossians. And then I'll start giving you principles we're going to work with this morning. Let the church say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so glad all these years I've been watching Christian sick, dying early, and I didn't know what to do. I prayed and bind the devil, and I found out their mouth need to be bound. That was the problem. The mouth, the fork need to be bound. Talking about the devil got a fork. You using the fork. You the devil. Y'all just pray for me. I love y'all so much. I want y'all to have the truth, you know. Yeah, I know it. I've been doing it with my own crazy self. I've done it too. I've done the same thing. But I'm learning better now. I got to teach the body of Christ. All right, Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, was the contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly. Here's the word I want you to see. Here's your help. Triumphing, you see that? Over them in it. Well, did he triumph or did he not triumph? I mean, why are so many of us still sick? Let's begin. I'm not going to preach a long time this morning, but let's begin to apply some principles. In ministering, as I train ministers around the world, in ministering, you must not tell a story. Just tell a Bible story and make the people feel good. They need to have some things that they can apply to their life. So here's some application to build this triumphant health foundation. Number one, knowing that God loved your body. What I said?
Knowing that God loves my body.
And that your health is already paid for. I want you to meditate on that. Knowing that God loved my body and that my health is already paid for. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Knowing that God loved my body, just like he loved my spirit, just like he loved my soul, he loves my body. Just like he paid for my spirit, he paid for my soul, he paid for my body. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. And the question, you see that first word? First word, and they put a question mark by. Wonder why I did it like that. What? That's right, sister. I see you, girl. What? You don't know this? What? You gonna let the enemy steal from you just because the crowd going that way? Know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? Now listen to this. You can't do what you want to do with your body. Oh, we talk about fornicators. You know, we talk about fornicators, people who go out there and have sex. We'll talk about them. We'll talk about adultery people. But what you doing with your body? What? Know not your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I know the subject is body, isn't it? Which is in you, what you have of God, and you're not your own. Look at the next verse, the 20th verse. The 20th verse. That is. For you are bought with a price. So Satan can't make you sick. You make yourself sick. Satan can't make a believer sick.
Right. Wow.
This world system can't make you sick. You're too powerful for that. You are a powerful being. You know that? Say, I'm powerful. And I can protect my health. And I can protect my body. Are y'all hearing me? Do y'all appreciate this?
Yes.
See, we're dealing with knowing that God loved your body and that your health is already paid for. And look at the 20th verse. For you bought with a price. Therefore, glory. What he said? Glorify God in your body. How you gonna glorify God walking around here with high blood pressure for 19 years?
Come on.
And in your spirit, what's your God's? Your body don't belong to you. It belongs to God. It's supposed to be healthy. God wants you healthy. Let's go to principle two. Turn to Romans 12. If you present your body to God, he will prevent sickness and disease.
That's true.
Wave your hand at me as you listen to me. Wave your hand. You got to do it. Present your body to God. He will prevent sickness and disease. Romans 12:1. Look at it. You remember I said to you a few weeks ago, a few days ago, God cannot present your body to him.
That's right.
Yep. Yep.
That's right.
Now, I want you to get this in mind, Saint. I have the Holy Spirit to help me. Say it. The Holy Spirit is helping me right now. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Come on. Come, we can't do it through sense realm. We can't do it through sense realm. We can't do it through just knowledge. We need supernatural help. But thank God that the Holy Ghost want me to be healthy. That's what Acts 10:38 said. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Here in Romans 12, I beseech you therefore, brethren, the first verse, by the mercies of God. See, there's help mercy calling on us. The mercy of God will turn this around, even though we've been going through it for hundreds of years, because at large, the body of Christ at large. Now, I don't want to put nobody down, because I got to walk real careful this morning. There's something God won't get over. But at large, the body of Christ has not been taught about hell. And the reason the body of Christ has not been taught about hell, they prayed, they praised, they worshiped, they laid hands, but people still got sick. It's because something they were not doing. See, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So, how many of y'all willing to present your body to God?
Yep.
Keep them hands up. It may not happen overnight. We've been through so much mess. But just make some type of commitment, the Lord going to help you. And you're going to know what to do and what not to do with your body. And you're going to start seeing disease drop off your body like wildflowers. It just leave. If you obey God, kind of obeying God, those diseases got to leave. You know why? You can put your hand down now. You know why? You know why? Let me take you there. I'm ahead of myself, but I want to go there. Go back to Psalm 139, verse 14. Go back to Psalm 139, verse 14. The church have not known this. We need to know this. The psalmist give us an opening here. I will praise thee. And look what he said. Three powerful words. For I'm fearfully. You see that? And wonderfully. You see that? Made. Look at the other word. It's marvelous. But I works. And then it says, and that my soul knows right well. But those three words, I want you to see those three words. And that's talking about how God made your body to heal itself, if you work with it. Are you hearing me? I ain't worried about no goosebumps anymore. We'll get the goosebumps later.
Come on.
We need to get healthy here now. You need not to die early. And you need to not be in all that pain and suffering. Can't sleep, can't walk, can't talk. Age ain't got nothing to do with it. It's stupidity. Mm-hmm. Our God is a good God. The men and women in the Bible, you read about them, they were at age, up in age, strong, still walking, still doing what God told them to do. So I want you to meditate that verse over and over again. And that verse, when he says, my soul knows right well, how many of y'all know what 3 John 2 says? How many of y'all know what 3 John 2 says? Yeah, look at it. Go to 3 John 2, because I want you to connect those two verses before I go to the next principle. If you present your body to God, he will prevent sickness and disease. Prevent it. Or, listen, my brother and sister, revise it. But by the way we do things, we rehearsing it. Every time you eat wrong, Every time you commit sin against somebody, you're rehearsing sickness and disease. But this morning, we're here to reverse it. Can I get two amen?
Amen.
Do you know what it means to be healthy? Do you know what it means to have no pain? You got 3 John, right? Now listen to this. I'm on a third principle. All you got to do is follow these principles. Feeding your body properly will ignite the power of God's creation. Your body is God's creation. Feeding your body properly. Now, you can connect that with Psalm 139. Feeding your body properly will ignite the power of God's creation. In other words, your body is a creation. And it's created to be healthy. Good God Almighty. Preach, Leroy. It's created. Your body. I'm talking to everybody who listens to me. Your body is created to be healthy. Ooh, Jesus. I love that. Don't you love that?
Yes.
God created my body. My body is a creation of health. But I have to flow with it. See, we have not heard this, my brothers and sisters. We have not known this. My body is a creation of health. My body is created for health. My body can create health if I work with it. My body can shut down high blood pressure. My body can shut down diabetes. My body is built to be a physician. My body is a doctor. If I feed my body right, my body go to work. My body go to operating on my organs. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want to take a scripture for that. You'll be surprised. Feeding your body properly. Say this with me. Feeding my body properly will ignite the power of God's creation. Look what voice the Lord gave me. Look what voice the Lord gave me. You're going to laugh and shout. Matthew 4:4. Matthew 4:4. It's so simple. Matthew 4:4. It's so simple. The devil trying to make it complicated, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Now, you got them both before you this morning. You got bread and you got the word of God. I'm setting the word of God before you. That there's many ways you can do this. And we're so stubborn with fighting not to eat right. And Lord, if you just watch, that's why on YouTube you can find delicious meal that ain't killing you. You can find them. Look at you. I'm looking at some of y'all. You can find them. Let's go to the next point. Knowing this, that health must not be dry bones in the presence of God's will. I am sent to tell the dry bones of health to come alive. And you just read, Ezekiel 37. When that prophet went, he said, can these bones live? And Ezekiel said, Lord, thou knowest. He said, prophesy to them. I'm prophesying to the dry bones of sickness and disease in the body of Christ and telling you that God wants you to have health and the wind blowing right now.
Amen.
The winds of your health. Oh, good God. The winds of your health is blowing while I prophesy.
Yes.
The wind to blow that high blood pressure out, to blow that diabetes out, to blow that lung problem out, is blowing that back problem out, rheumatism out. The winds are blowing right now. As I prophesied, I want you to receive, child, by faith.
Yes.
Receive by faith. Receive not only for yourself, receive for your whole household. Receive for your family. Sickness and disease is dry bone. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 3. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're building this trumpet health foundation. 1 Corinthians 3. I've been preaching all the week, so yo, I'm not going to preach all that. I'm not going to preach that long. I've said enough in these few minutes. Turn everything around for you. 1 Corinthians 3. Here's the principle. Jesus. What I said?
Jesus.
Let's respect this statement. If the first word is Jesus, let's respect it. Jesus is the foundation of my health. But I must build on him right. Jesus is the foundation of my health. But I must build on him right.
Yes.
Can you see that?
Yes, sir.
All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. For we are labored together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder. As a wise master builder. You got to be a wise master builder to build your health. You got so many hellions trying to tell you something else. A wise master builder, I've laid the foundation and another build thereon, but let every man, watch the end of verse 10. The end of verse 10. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm preaching with compassion. I'm not condemning you. I love you, but I want you to hear what the Lord's saying. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. How are you building your health? In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10. That verse is so important. According to the grace of God was given unto me as a wise master builder. Wise master builder. Wise health builder. As a wise health builder.
Yes.
I've laid the foundation. Because they're going to catch up with you. Oh, yes, they're going to catch up with you. Because you got that old adage, but you get a certain age, you go down. That's not true. That's a lie from the pit of hell. That's not true. It's what you've been putting in your body, that physician, 139:14, what you've been putting in it, that creation. Your body is a supernatural creation of God. Your body actually is the Garden of Eden. And if you don't eat that forbidden fruit, your health will never die. Every one of us, I've been through things, every one of us, we let our health die. Whoa, I never heard that before. Any Christian, any one of us sitting here, we let any malfunction in your body, you sit there and let it die. Now, here's the answer though. Here's the peace. Here's the peace about it. It's not too late. And here's the peace about it. A young person, about 25, 30, and they don't have no complication. They don't see it. Now, a lot of people sick and don't know it. It's already started. See, tumors don't jump on you. Tumors grow quietly. They grow quietly, and finally, you get an ache and you go get a check and you find out, but they done got big then. I've had people had tumor on their body in this ministry, but God took it all, dissolved them by grace and mercy. Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
So let every man take heed how he builds it. Are you building your health foundation right or wrong? And you're not going to just get it by praying and saying all them scriptures and using the devil fault.
Come on.
See, the devil don't have no fault. You got the fault. I got the fault. We won't put it on the devil. The devil ain't putting nothing in your mouth. You put it in there.
Yep.
And your organs say, what is this? What in the hell she want me to do with this? Send this down up in here. What is this? That's right. I said it like I want to say, what in the hell is this? Sit this down up in here. We can't do nothing with this. It got more poison up in this. Name me a poison. Name me a, some kind of poison.
Arsenic.
Huh?
Arsenic.
I'm saying it right?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yep.
You wouldn't put that in your mouth, would you?
No.
Huh?
No.
What about some rat poison? You ain't no rat. Stop eating that poison. Come on, let me go. Now, I don't know what's going to happen here, but I heard this, and I'm going to say it. Christian lives matter. And the Father want his children well. Christian lives matter, and the Father want his children well. Both verses, 3 John 2, Psalm 139, 14. I mentioned both of them already. While I'm ministering, I trust the Holy Ghost. It's God's word. Whatever ailment you're having in your body, while I'm ministering, many of you are going to be healed. But I want you to keep it. I mean, I can tell you right now, I'm hearing this from the Holy Ghost. You can go get a checkup. You dealing with something? Conditions are changing while I'm speaking. You can get a medical checkup. And sometimes your doctor might not understand, but something happening while I'm ministering. God got to back me up on this because the body of Christ need this. Mm-hmm. How you like that one, Christian Lives Matter?
Yeah.
You like that? Yeah, God want us healthy, right? All right, now, here's another one. This foundation of truth must be built upon by you to live a long, satisfied life. It will not happen automatically. I'm not standing here 74, I'll be 75 in August, and I do 5 miles a day, easily, sweatless. But I made some changes. Are you following me?
Yes.
So let me give it again now. I'm gonna give you a scripture. Go to Psalm 91, 14. This foundation of truth must be built upon by you to live a long, satisfied life. It will not happen automatically. God needs you here preaching the gospel. God needs you living a long, satisfied life. God needs you to be a witness that he's a good God. Is he a good God? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah. Shout glory to his name.
Glory.
He's a good God. And we've been defeated in this area so long, generation after generation. We the generation that's going to turn it around. Don't you think your case is too bad for God? Ain't no case too bad for God when you start operating and functioning with God. Look in Psalm 91, 14. Because he has set his love on me. How many of y'all love him? Watch what he said next now. You think God can handle this? Because he set his love on me. Look what he said next. What he said next? What he said next? Therefore, will I deliver him.
Yes.
I will set him on high because he has known my name. Right? Huh? Go to the next verse. Verse 15. He shall call upon me and I will tell him I can't do it. We are told as disease that God can't handle. That's a lie. Ain't no such thing. And no such thing as nothing else God can do. God never, and nothing else I can do. God never has to say that. See, that's it. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. Listen and honor him. You ready? Verse 16. Who going there with me? Who going to verse 16 with me? With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Not at McDonald's. Can't do it. Can't do it. Solomon in the house of the Lord. Can't do it. You're working against him. Here's two more, three more things I'm going to tell you. Discerning the time. Taking on the mind of God, the mind of Christ, and the mind of the Spirit is so important now. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, put that in your note. We live in a dangerous time. Everything is just dangerous. You got to watch every move you make. Man out there destroying themselves. So you're going to have discernment, discerning. That's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to have to check you and say, no, don't do that. Yeah, turn left. Do that. See? 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 7. Just put it down. We get another point. You must build your help on revelation. Wait a minute. I got to get you to get this one. God. You must build your help. Turn to Matthew 16, 16, please. Matthew 16, 16. You must build your help on revelation in the midst of all this deception. You must build your health on revelation in the midst of all this deception. And what I'm talking about deception, commercials. Treating symptom with no solution. You're going to start thinking for yourself and asking God for wisdom. Ask God for help wisdom. Ask God for help knowledge. Ask God for help understanding in your daily prayer. Are you following me? You may not. Listen, we physical. You may not be able to do it all at one time. But as you gradually work on it and you know the truth. Jesus said, you shall know the truth and it'll make you free. And my job is to get the truth out to you. All right? So let me give you this one again. You must build your health on revelation. How you build your health? Revelation, all right. That means that God have opened your eyes, that he have given you a body that will heal itself if you work with it. The contamination that's in the atmosphere, it's going to come at you. But how strong is your immune system? What have you given your immune system to work with? Are you following me? See, the systems are there. Why would God give us an immune system? We want ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. No, baby. Listen. See? God give you, why would they call it an immune system? What is COVID all about? The immune system. COVID ain't not about no vaccination, it's about immune system. See? You didn't hear this one, I'm gonna give it to you again. You must build your health on revelation. Say it, I must build my health on revelation. Say it. Now listen to the second part of this statement. In the midst of all this deception, there really is no help in a doctor's office. There's no help at the hospital. They can help you through your ignorance. You know, they're not, the only one can give you health is God. We got to knock all these egos down. These egos act like they can take God's place. They can't. They selling yourself down and realize that help coming from God. Yes. There's no lab can produce help. The pharmaceutical world cannot produce help. They can help our ignorance. And then Matthew, let me close. Matthew 16. And Simon Peter and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Go on to the next verse. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." Keep going. "And I say upon thee that thou art Peter." Look what he says. We talk about a foundation, right? A health foundation, right? "Upon this rock," see Revelation, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell," that's every sickness, that's cancer, that's every sickness, "the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Shall not prevail against it. And then go to verse 19. "And I will give unto thee the keys." What pastor doing this morning? "I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom of hell. "And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind loose shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven." You know, people, I bind that. I bind. Yeah, you bind it. You bind it at the same time. But that'll dawn on you in a few minutes. You bind it at the same time. Make up your mind. Do you want bind it or buy? Are y'all following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, I know, children, it may take time, and there's ignoring and ignorance can take place here. I know that. But I hope you won't be one of them. I hope you be intelligent in the spirit and don't ignore. Make some changes anyway. And then I see that fault coming up, and all of a sudden I appear right before you looking at you. Hallelujah. So you must build your health on Revelation. Let me go back over it right quick, because I want to make sure you got it. Number one, know that God loves your body, that your health is already paid for. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Number two, if you present your body to God, he will prevent sickness and disease. Romans 12:1-3. You got it? Number three, feeding your body properly will ignite the power of God's creation. I love that. How many of y'all love that? How many of y'all understand that? I know my brother, he done lost 109 pounds and got off a lot of that medicine. I know he happy. Couldn't walk from the parking lot. Wife had to drive him off at the door. But now he can walk I had to drive him off. And was going to head for early grave. I just said right. Headed for, a lot of us was headed for early death. Leave our family here. He got a business. He was a businessman. Leave his business here. No. Now, see, and then, see, when you're doing this right, a pain may hit you, but you don't worry. You know why? You're doing the right thing. I bind in Jesus' name. But if you're not doing the right thing, you can't bind it. Say, I bind you. See? Your body, you get sickness and pain in your body, but if you know you're doing the right thing, you're living a moral life, you're eating right, you're doing some type of exercise. Don't just sit down and look at that television. Walk, scoot 5 feet at least. Do something. Move around a little bit. Amen. I'm pastoring this church. I ain't pastoring all the church in the world. I'm pastoring Word of Life and the people who connected with me, my partner. I'm looking out for you. God anoint me. Listen, let me try to finish. Number four, know this, that health must not be dry bones in the presence of God's will. I am sent to tell the dry bones of health to come alive. And I'm telling you how to do it. That was Ezekiel 37. You read that. Because some cases are going to look like they're impossible. I've seen cases where they say you couldn't do no more. I'm looking at a man right now. Told his wife, told us, couldn't do no more for him, Moses. He's right online right now, him and his wife. Calhoun, y'all know about that. Y'all right there with him. We got a miracle on the line this morning. I saw them doctors coming in. Them doctors coming in, I was standing right there. Them doctors coming in, me and my saxophone player, because he was the head man over there. They came in there. They said, we never seen it like this before. That's not the only one I've seen like that. And now I know more how to tell people how to protect themselves and how to protect their health. No, it's not just about eating, baby, but eating been the problem. People pray in tongues 6 hours and still don't get no result. All right, let me try to close. I'm trying. Hallelujah. Jesus is the foundation of my health. But I must build on him right. 1 Corinthians 3, 9 through 11. This is so important, Leroy, I got to go over it. And we're going over it. Number 7. This foundation of truth must be built upon by you to live a long, satisfied life. It will not happen automatically. You remember I said that one? All right, that's Psalm 91, 14 to 16. Discerning the time, taking on the mind of God, the mind of Christ, and the mind of the Spirit, 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 7. And this is a good time to say it. Not taking upon the mind of blacks. Stop being black. Be bold and know that you're a child of Jesus Christ. You must build your health on revelation. In the midst of all the deception, the commercials, you turn your TV on, they just tell you, look how good this is. And it's got all kind of flavors. And look, they got exploit with flavors and colors and they play the right music and the right thing. And then you're in your car before you know it. It went so fast you forgot your purse. They're playing on your mind. So build your health on revelation. Lift your hand with me, because we went through some tough territory this morning. Father, we thank you right now. I pray for every person on the sound of my voice that the precious Holy Spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will bring these things to remembrance all over the world, that men and women all over the world, in countries in Germany and Alaska and Nigeria, they're online today. Men and women, I thank you for Word of Life Christian Center. I thank you every member that is under my voice right now. They will go over these notes and let the Holy Spirit enable them to apply it to their life. I speak healing and help upon everyone under the sound of my voice, in Jesus' name. And the church said, amen. God bless you.